Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American. You can find her stories online at rep-am.com or in the paper as well. And you can get the paper picking up at various locations and also home delivery as well. Happy Juneteenth there. We are celebrating the day of the Texas finally joined the Emancipation Proclamation, Ruth.
Mm-hmm. A good day and a good recognition, finally.
People think that when that they don't realize that it took a long time for Texas to get that proclamation. It was finally done by the order number 3 of the Army. So. Mm.
Yeah, there's so much history that we never learned in school, that's for sure, yeah. Well, and speaking of that, school is out,
yeah.
And we're still here. We're going. We don't stop for the summer, and we continue to follow everything that's going on. Graduations this past week. I don't know if you heard any of the graduation speeches, Marshall, but they were very provocative, very timely. Wasn't the usual pull yourself up by the bootstraps. These kids really gave some food for thought, and I would suggest whether people liked them or not, that they ought to listen and see what these young people are thinking and saying these days.
It's not only what you hear now with the graduation when the valedictorians and everybody speaks, because by their actions over the course of the years, the things they get involved in, the causes that they champion,
mm-hmm.
They're turning into a very, very active generation.
Yes, which is terrific. I mean, we've seen that this year, as you say, and it came to the front in the speeches. The new way of having them outside under a tent is really great. You don't have to worry if it's going to rain all those times when you had to squeeze into the gym. So it's a really lovely setting, and people bring their chairs, and if they can't get under the tent, they sit outside, and it was a lovely evening. And it's followed by project graduation, which keeps the kids safe. They are in the gym all night till 5 o'clock the next morning. And so, again, things are progressing.
I think it's a wise expenditure of money when they decided to just automatically put up a tent,
yeah,
and do it outside. It was a long time coming.
Well, you remember those times. Should we have it outside? To decide at the last minute, and then everybody squeezes in, and everybody can't get in, so you have to watch it on a monitor. It was, yeah, a very good expenditure for not that much. So graduations, as I said, were all over, and now summer events begin, and the Canaan is doing a family fun week, lots of activities each night this week or during the day.
That starts today and runs through the 25th, yeah.
Yeah, which is really nice, a pool party and a library and all sorts of things to keep activities going. And this is the events committee that started in Canaan, and hats off to them. They're working hard to bring some activities to town. We were at the a little press conference for Sharon Library, as you can see, looking out your window. The library is cordoned off, getting ready to start up the expansion and restoration. And it's really a very well thought out project. They are putting the addition on the back, and so if you're standing on the green, you will not see any difference from the beautiful stone building that's standing there. But the key is that it will be made accessible to everybody. At this point, you know, it's a gorgeous library, but not accessible to everybody because of it's old.
Yeah.
And this well-thought-out project in the back will help that.
And I want to give kudos to the committee. They wanted to raise $1.5 million to $2 million. They raised $3.5 million.
It's incredible. It's just
especially,
yeah,
during the COVID and during the crisis to raise that amount of money.
Amazing.
You know, it's congratulations. Just,
and
a great
and
job.
So they'll have some for an endowment to help keep, you know, operations and whatever else may come up in the future. So, yes, absolutely. And kudos to the community for stepping up. That's a huge amount of money. And speaking of that, Sharon, Fire Department is also raising funds for a new tanker. Their current engine is 32 years old and obviously needs some upgrading. So they are purchasing a new tanker, and they're raising funds. It's estimated that that will cost $575,000. They've already raised $350,000. But they have a matching grant, so they're anxious to get over the top and get that money from the matching grant. So they're looking for support, and they will be holding a wine tasting party in September. And so they're hopefully people will step up there as well.
And once again, congratulations to them, because once again, they've been trying to raise this also during the pandemic.
Both these groups, all these groups have not been able to fundraise because of the pandemic, so it's been made extra hard, and these groups are working very hard, and hopefully the townspeople will support both the library and the fire department as they have in the past. I'm sure they will. There is a lovely exhibit at the Salisbury Association on Forests done by Lou and Elaine Hecht. I would again recommend visiting there if you get a chance. Stop by. It's really very interesting. We have plenty of forests here, but they are being threatened, and this is an eye-opening exhibit. So I would suggest stop by the Academy building. Looking ahead, we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen tomorrow night, and again, Cornwall is looking at a big vote. There is a vote, excuse me, on the 25th, not a vote, another informational meeting on the wastewater project. It's a $6 million project to upgrade, put in a wastewater system to help upgrade the substandard septics and wells in West Cornwall. So there is another informational meeting on Saturday night, and that will adjourn to a referendum on July 9th. There again, people have been working, and this committee has been working for 6 years to study, come up with all the information they can. However, the one thing that's missing is the location of where this plant will be put, and that is cause for concern during the past informational meeting. That was the biggie. Where is it going to be? And before I vote on it, I want to know. And they just don't know. They cannot tell people because they have not found a spot to name at this point. So that will be interesting to follow. And we have this coming weekend, we have the chore service party. Fundraisers that haven't been able to be held in the past. There's going to be a garden party at the Hubbards in West Cornwall for the chore service. And next Monday is the golf tournament for HYSB. That's over at the Torrington Country Club. All these things are coming back out, Marshall.
Isn't the Scottish Festival this weekend?
At Lime Rock, you're right. Yep, there's that one too. So,
And a couple of great stories in the Republican American on we were joking before we went on the air, on the gypsy moth or the whatever they want to call it, about how it's affected the area and how it might be stopped by the rainfall we had in May, but if not, I had somebody call the station and want to know, we should talk more about what to do about it. There's not much you can do about it.
Not much you can do at all. Everybody has some remedy, but they all acknowledge it doesn't work.
Yeah, it was bad last year. It's bad this year, and it could potentially be bad next year as well, is what they're saying.
Well, if you look out here in the mountaintops, they're decimated.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
incredible. Sitting under a tree these days is not very pleasant.
No,
falling on you.
And 2 years in a row, this is how it kills the trees. The
right.
trees can't sustain 2 or 3 years in a row of this. And so this is a very big summer to see if the moths die off or not.
So weird.
Yeah.
This weekend, the Kent Library is holding its big garden party, again, another fundraiser. And as they say, everything is just coming out now, and people, while COVID is still with us, I feel a little freer. I think people are feeling a little freer, and that, you know, they can still wear masks, and most events are outside, so we're feeling a little safer.
And
but
people are learning to live with it and deal with it.
And quite frankly, I mean, the cases we're hearing about are, you know, they're not being put in the hospital. It's a cold type thing and sniffles. So, but it would be nice to rid ourselves of that. And we have a new chairman of the Board of Finance in Falls Village. Joel Jones has taken over for Dick Hines, who has resigned. There is a plan to put sidewalks along BB Hill Road near the library. That's in Falls Village. So that's going to be a major discussion, as are the bids, which are due tomorrow, I believe, for the firehouse. That has been kind of an ongoing dilemma, and I think tomorrow is the deadline for sure of anybody who wants to put in a bid for the old firehouse on Railroad Street.
All right.
So, busy times.
Enjoy your day today and this week, and we'll speak to you next week, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall. You have a good week.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web.